Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Lamed in Tfilat HaShachar, and we're holding a little bit behind on Chof Tet, Amud Beit, at the last line. So we come now to the point of the Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Sha'ot. And we were going previously with the Shita that Tfilat Shachrit is supposed to be connected, the Talmid Shel Shachar. That was the last Shita that we learned in the Rabbanan. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, apparently your makrif the Talmid Shel Shachar only Ad Arba Sha'ot. So because of that, he says Ad Arba Sha'ot. Midivrei Torah Lamad Rabbi Yehuda. The makor of Rabbi Yehuda is actually a pasuk that the Talmid should be brought by Arba Sha'ot, Tani Rabbi Yishma. It says in terms of the month, the Yilketuoto Baboker, Baboker, Ishkefi Achlo, the Cham Hashemesh Minomas. So every morning, early in the morning, the month was wrapped with tall. Afterwards, the sun came up, and the Cham Hashemesh, and it would melt. When is the Cham Hashemesh? That is, Arba Sha'ot is considered to be the time, the heat of the day. At Omer Arba Sha'ot, Ena Ela B'Shei Sha'ot, where it's mamish the afternoon. Kishu Omer, by Avram Avinu, it says, V'yoshev Petach Ohel K'chom Hayom. So there we see, K'chom Hayom is Sheish. So Sheish is Amur. So Kichom Hayom is where the entire area, the whole day, is warm. But it doesn't say Kichom Hayom. It says V'cham HaShemesh. That's only if you're mamish in the sun, but if you're in the shade, then it's still cool. So Amani Mekayem V'cham HaShemesh V'namas, that's got to be in terms of one's own experience. That's about Arba Sha'ot. Anyway, what the heck does that have to do with the Talmid Shel Shachar? Forgot to tell you that part. The Adorish Baboker Baboker. Since it says by the month, it says Vayukituoto Baboker Baboker, and it says by the Talmid, it says that Akevesachata Seb Baboker. So just like the Boker by the month, it says clearly when that is, and it's Arba Sha'ot. Must be that the Boker that is Namarkan by the Talmid Shel Shachar is talking about Arba Sha'ot. So this is because in four hours of the day, under the shade, it's still cool. But in 6 hours of the day, everything is warm. That's what it says. It's when you don't have any shade that falls to your side. And therefore, the sun is directly above, and that's why it's Kichom Hayom. Rabbi Yosef Matzli Betlat Shein. So Rabbi Yosef used to say his Tfilat Shacharit within 3 hours of the day. Rabbi Chiya Barva was also Matzli Betlat Shein. And Rabbi Brechia, Chamoni Kori Kriyat Shema Matzli Betlat Shein. They saw that Rabbi Brechia was said Kriyat Shema, and he said Shemon Esay after 3 hours in the day. Vataninan. Doesn't it say in the Mishnah, HaKorei Mikan, this is referring to Kriyat Shema, after Shalosh Ot Banyom Mikan Ve'elech, Lo Yifsin, but he only asked, so how did Rabbi Berechia not say Kriyat Shema at its right time? And he says, the Gemara, just because he says Kriyat Shema now, doesn't mean he's not saying it again. He might have said it in the correct time. Neymar, the Kfar Kibil, Malchut Shamayim Bo'natah, and that he did in the time, but he hadn't davened yet Shemana Esrei. Because of that, he said, once again, in order to be Korei, some of the Estriwa, that would be Masmer Mu'ulat Fil. Anyway, getting back now to Rabbi Yehuda. So, he made Eidut Lamad Rabbi Yehuda. So is it possible that the Leva that we had is this Makor, and it's all based on the Talmid and the Lashon of Boker by the Man? Or perhaps is it from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abba's Eidus that Rabbi Yehuda learned that the Talmid Shel Shachar is Arba Sha'ot? Because Mar Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, B'Mei Malchut Yavan, there was the terrible Matzor against Yerushalayim that Antiochus had in the times of the Greeks. And what they would do, they would be Mishal Shelem Shteku Pochel Zahab. The Jews inside used to load up entire buckets of gold, and they would put it down to the wall to the Greeks. And they would bring them the two Talmids that they would need, two Kvasim for the Korban Talmid. So once Yerushalayim Shteku Pochel Zahab, and instead of Tla'im, they were Ma'alin Lam Shnei Gedayim, so they sent up to Izim. And that is not kosher for the Korban. you need to use keves, as beferish
keves.
And because of that, they couldn't bring the Tomet Shel Shachar at the normal time. But Asha, Yira Kadosh Baruch Hu Inayim, so Kadosh Baruch Hu was merachim on them and showed them that they found Shnei Tlaim of Ukarim Belishkat Tlaim. They suddenly discovered that there had been left in the room, which is Lishkat Tlaim, from before they found Kvasim that were there. So Alotash Ayahid Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abba, and that was the mission. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abba said in Masechet Idyot that he was made out of Tomet Shel Shachar Bar Arba Sha'ot. But anyway, obviously, normally Israelim Akdim LaMitzvah, they never would have put it off. But that was the terrible story that happened during the times of the Yevanim. So perhaps that was the makor for Rabbi Yehuda, that it's possible at least to be Makriv Arba Sha'ot, but that's the maxim. Omer Rabbi Levi, Api Mei Malchut Arsha'a Zot. We had a Maisa during the Roman period where we live, where the Romans had also had a Matzor against Yerushalayim. And Ayum Mishal Shalim Lem Shtei Kupot Shel Zahav, Ayum Ma'alim Lem Shnei Kvasim. And we had the same Maisa in the time before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Basov, Shir Shalul Lem Shtei Kupot Shel Zahav, and those Mamzerim were Halul Lem Shnei Chazirim. So they were two pigs that they gave, and they brought them up, and not realizing what it was. So they didn't manage to haul up that chazir halfway up the wall until that chazir stuck its foot into the wall. And the wall, so to speak, with the sensitivity, the Chumat Yerushalayim, it shook. The Chazir jumped, and 40 parsaot, it landed outside of Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, the earthquake that was caused by that, the wall basically collapsed, and the Tamid was batal. The Romans didn't give us the Tamid, and at that point, the Bayit was Chora. And that was the time that we were saying Botal HaTamid. Because there was Botal HaTamid, there were no Zechuyot to be Shomer on Yerushalayim. My Talmud de Rabbanan, what is the Shita of the Rabbanan who say that even if it's connected to Tamid, it's Ad Chatzot? Because they learned Kvasim B'nei Shanat Mimim Shnayim Layom or Lad Tamid. So we have Shnayim Layom, which is a Keves Echad Taseh Baboka, Keves Echad Taseh Ben Arbaim. So the Darshan Shnayim Layom means you can do within the day two, split it down the middle. So Chalok Atayom, split the day into two, bring Keves Echad Baboka and Keves Echad Ben Arbaim, which is equal. And time it, Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with this pasuk? Says the one, Rabbi Yehuda Darshans from this pasuk, Shnayim Layom means Choval Yom. But once the Yom passed, then bato yume bato kurbani. So there's no din of tashlumim on the tummy. Or it could be shnayim layom, which means shnei praklitin layom. This allows Klal Yisrael to have kaparat avonot twice a day. Or shnayim layom means shteishki tatam l'shem ayom. It should be for today specifically, and not pigol. Or shnayim layom shteishki tatam keneged ayom. That it should be in the facing where the sun falls, and not where the shade falls. And this would be basically the source of the Mishnah in Masechet Tamid. Out of the tanin and taman tamid shel shachar. That the Tomet Shel Shachar was on the Tabat, al Tabat Ashniya, of the Tabaot that were at the side of the Mizbeach to hold down the neck of the animal, even though normally you could shecht anywhere on Tzad Tzafon. Here it was Davka on the western edge of Tzad HaTzafon. Why? Because since the sun was only just coming up, so the only part that you would have the light that wasn't blocked would be all the way on that side. And the Tomet Shel Ben Arbaim was on the other side. It was Ayanishkat al Keretz Lodit Mizrachit al Tabat Hashniya, because that would be the way place where the setting sun would still be shining and wouldn't be blocked. But whatever it is, we certainly don't have to learn, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Shnayim Layom needs to split it down the middle. Another meaning of Shnayim Layom is Rushei Yodea, is Zemeyem Nishchat B'Shachri, Zemeyem Nishchat B'Arvit. So in other words, you have to be Miyachid, the one that is Laboker, and the one that is Zabein Arbaim. You can't just be Miyuchid for the day. Now moving on to the next piece of the Mishnah, which was Tfilat HaMincha Ada Erev. So Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says that if a person has Tfilat Hilata Mincha Tfilata Musaf. So in other words, he didn't get around to davening Musaf, and now it's already the Zman for Tfilat Mincha. What does he daven first? The way he would normally daven the Musaf? Or does he daven Mincha first? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Tfilata Mincha Kodemen, because Mincha is Tadir more than Shacharis, and because of that, we go according to the rule, Tadir Visheno Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So in the Yeshiva of Amboy Meima, they wanted to say that the only time that Rabbi Yochanan said such a thing, that Mincha comes first, is Kishain Beyom Kedelit Palur Shnehem. That if he would daven Musaf, he would lose Minchas over there. It's a question of which one it will be. So then you do according to the Tadir. But if it's only a question of Kedima, and you have time in the day to do both Musaf and Mincha, so they thought that Rabbi Yochanan would be noted that Musaf is greater, because the Zman of Musaf started in the morning, and the Zman of Mincha only came later. And therefore, once the Chiyav was chal on you, you would do whatever Chiyav was called first. Comes along Rabbi Zeira to say, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, that that is not the meaning of what they meant when they said B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, but that actually, Afilu Yesh B'Yom Kedei Litpeler Shtehen, the din is that Kedima is Mechayev you to say Tfilat HaMincha first. And Rabbi Natan Bar Tovi also quotes Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Yesh B'Yom Kedei Litpeler Shtehen, Tfilat HaMincha Kodemet. But doesn't it say in the Lashon of the Brayta of Ratani, Hikdim Tfilata Mincha Letfilata Musaf Yatsa? It says that somebody who davens Mincha before Musaf is Yotze. What does Yotze mean? It means B'diavad, which in the Yerushalmi we say L'she'avar, but he already did the wrong thing, fine. But L'chatchila ha'betchila lo b'da? Absolutely not something to be done L'chatchila, and here you're claiming that Aliba Rabbi Yochanan, it's absolutely supposed to be done that way, which means that he's passing against the Braita. But Tarla, we can explain the Braita talking about Bishalayya. It's talking about where it's still not the Zman of Tfilas Mincha. So in other words, meaning Mincha Katan. So that basically, he is saying his Mincha now Bishas Mincha Gedela. So over there, you should say Musaf and then Mincha. But Eino Chinami, if it's already time, the Yikar Tfilas Mincha, which is Mincha Ketana, so then the Braita would have agreed, like what Rabbi Yochanan says, that you're supposed to say Mincha before Musaf. So assuming right now that you can actually say Mincha during the time of Mincha Gedolah, even though that's not the time that we said that you're supposed to say it, and that would be going kahada like the Maaseh with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who is mefakeh the Talmidah. If you've got a big wedding or something that you're going to be, you have to attend. And at that point, it's already the time of Chatzot, when you could have daven ad lo tiskan ariston before you get into the Sa'uda, and who knows what's going to happen to you there. So then tavun mitzalon de minchat ad lo tiskan. Better to say mincha before you go into the meal. In other words, wait a half an hour to be able to be mispalo mincha, and then go in. Because once already you have a half an hour that passed, so you can go into the meal, but you're not allowed to go into a Sudah Gedolah because you may end up missing Mincha entirely. So what do you see from there? That it basically you're certainly allowed to be mispal Mincha Gedolah. So we could be talking about that the Braisa is referring to a case where you were davening Mincha Gedolah, and therefore it makes more sense. Rabbi Yehuda Emer, we said in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tfilas HaMincha is ad plag HaMincha. So it's only until the first half of the period of the Mincha Ketan. Kama plag HaMincha, achad esrei sha'ot chaser avia. Basically, it is 10:45 from the beginning of the day, because since Mincha starts from 9.5 hours, so you have 2.5 hours. You have half of that time, which is an hour and a quarter, after the first part, which is Teshuva Mechta, in order to finish this man of Mincha. Tamantanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Psachim that Tamid Nishchat Pishmona Vemechta. So you shech the korban 8.5 hours into the day, And it's Karev B'Teisha V'Mechza, and that would be the normal time of the Akrovas HaTomets. Even though the Zman of Tomet Shobein Arbaim really theoretically begins, like Mincha Gedela begins, at 6.5 hours, but in order to have time to be able to makriv normally korbanos between the Tomet Shel Shachar, between the Tomet Shel Ben Arbaim, is their time. So we were ma'achar on a normal time to shecht all as late as we can. So we shechted it at 8.5, and then we were makriv it at 9.5. Be'erev Pesach, we're over there, you need to be makriv all of the korbanos of Pesach after the korban tamid. So over there, they were marked him the zman of the Tomet Shel Ben Arbaim by an hour, and they were nishkat b'sheva v'mechza, and they were korev b'shmona v'mechza. And this was true whether we were dealing with an Erev Pesach that came out during a weekday, on a weekday, or an Erev Pesach that came out on a Shabbos, because you have to bring your korban Pesach on Shabbos as well. So Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, over here in the bright, where you're talking about the Plaga Mincha at Ovid Mincha Shtei Sha'ot V'Mechza, you're saying that the entire period is 2.5 hours. That's what you said. Whereas over here in the Mishnah Psachim, you are giving us the Mincha of Shalosh Sha'ot V'Mechza. As you said, that you basically have from 8.5 hours, because it says the Tamid Nishchat B'Shmona V'Mechza here in the Mishnah. And since Tfilas HaMincha is connected the Tomet Shel Ben Arbaim, so then why doesn't the time of Mincha begin at Shmona B'Mechza, which is the time of the Hakrav HaSatomid? Why are we saying that it starts in Teisha B'Mechza? To which Rabbi Yossi explains, Om Rabbi Yossi, lo huksha Tfilas HaMincha the Tomet Shel Ben Arbaim, elalik Torah. Actually, the Chachamim did not say that the Mincha is connected to Tomet Shel Ben Arbaim. They said it was connected to the Kakrovas HaKtores, which is brought after the Korban Tomid. Ma Tam, why would they have done that instead of being Metaken, connected the actual Korban? Because it says, Tikon Tvilati Ktoret Lefanecha Masat Kapai Minchat Arev. So in other words, the Tfila, which is like a Toret, is the Mincha Ta'erev, and that's actually why we call it a Mincha. So according to this, it's not a problem. So then, say Sha'achat Lisuko. Look, the Korban Tamid itself takes a long time. So if it's Nishkat Bishmono Mechza, then it's Korvatesha Mechza, which means that it turns out that the Ketores, which is brought immediately afterwards, is brought in Teshav Mechza, in which case, that's when you do your Tfilas HaMincha. So at Avin Mincha Shtei Sha'ot U'Mechza, which gives you 2.5 hours till the night, and that's the entire time, and Plag would be half of that. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Haya Mitpalelim Dumdumei Chama. He would wait until the sun has begun to set and it's turning red, because he wanted to end his Tfilah. Kedeshei Alav Moreh Shamayim Kol Hayom. Beginning his Tfilah at the beginning of the day, ending his Tfilah at the very end of the day. And Omer Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Yehichu Ki Amitpalelim Im Dumdumei Chama. It should always be sunrise or sunset Matam. Why is it so meaningful to do that? Because it says, Alzot Yitpalel Kol Chasid Alech Ala Eit Mitzo. What is Mitzo? The Mitzo means late Mitzuyo Shel Yom. The time when the ending, the sun is disappearing, you're squeezing out the last bits of the day. Achui De'imid Rav Ada, Havi Mitzayr Gulte De'Rav B'Tzuma Rabba. A Maise was that the uncle of Rav Ada, his mother's brother, he would be the keeper of Rav's talis on Yom Kippur. And Rav said to him, when you see the Shemesh, that it's beginning to sink, and it appears to be shining through the leaves on the top of the tree, that's when you should give me my talit to start davening mincha. So tevli gultayt, and it's salit the minchata. I want my mincha talit. Because he used to daven mincha near Shkia. And so this means that Rav would agree with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina, and the talis was worn specifically to prepare for that tefillah. Taman, the Shemesh, is on the top of the Dekalim in Bavel. It is still wide daylight in Eretz Yisrael, because the Omer Rabbi Yochanan said that a Omer Litzula Choravi, the meaning of the pasuk in Yeshayahu, that the Mitzula should be dried, is a reference to Bavel, which is called that Shizuto Shel Olam. It's a very deep place in the world, and because of that, since it is so deep, the Shemesh is seen as setting early there. Hashenken, Eretz Yisrael, where everything is high, mountainous, over there would still be daylight. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nikra Shma Tzula, Shesham Tzalalu Meitei Dor HaMabu. As it says in the pasuk, Gam Bavel Nipo Chalalei Yisrael, Gam Bavel Naflu Chalalei Kol Oretz Yirmiyahu, says that is the place where all the people were drowned in the Mabu, the Chalolim of all of earth. They went, obviously the water gradually drained in the lowest place, so they all ended up in Bavel, and that's a Lashon of Mibubal Tzula. Rish Lakish finds a pasuk that basically says this, and that is, K'tivayim tzu bik'a ba'ar shin'ar v'yeshvusha. So Bavel begins here in the land of Nimrod, where they found a bika, and it's called Eretz Shinar. Why is it called Shinar? Resh Lakish. Ulama nikra shma Shinar. Sham Ninar is what it means. That is the place where all of the Meitei Mabul rolled down and found their final resting place. Davar Acher, it's called Shinar. Shehem Meitim B'Tashnuk V'Loner V'Lomerchatz. People that live in Bavel live primitively. And so because of that, they didn't have lamps, because they don't have oil, they don't have olive trees. It was very difficult. And they didn't have very many trees either. And so they didn't have much fuel. So what an unfortunate place that had no lamps to learn with at night, that had no fuel, where a person could take a bath properly. It's because the people that live in Bavel are menu'arim min ha-mitzvot. They don't have any mitzvahs at Tliyos Ba'aretz. They live without mitzvahs, without truma, without maaser. Davar Acher, it's called Shinar, which is the Sarim, or Na'arim. Shesarea Meitim Na'arim. All of them die young in Bavel. It means even Talmidei Chachamim, who are Sarim in Torah. Since they don't have the schus of Eretz Yisrael, and it says over there, the man yirbuya mercha is dafka ba'aretz, so they don't have ribu yomim. Tovar acher shinar is a sone who is heir, and that is emida sone the heir, a sone who is always, he's an heir laKadosh Baruch Hu, he's always sitting looking for to be ma'ar heir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotza. Ve'eze ze nevuchadnetzar harasha. And therefore, it's said lechatchila. It's called Shinar Ashmo. Rabbi Yehuda Emar Adar Bar Shaot. Yidivrei Torah. Lamad Rabbi Yehuda Tani Rabbi Shmuel V'chama Shemesh V'Nameis Bar Bar Shaot. Atomer Bar Bar Shaot. Enel B'Sheshot. Kishomer Kechoma Yom Arei Sheshamur. No, man Yimekayim V'chama Shemesh V'Nameis Bar Bar Shaot. And therefore, the boker of his limud would be Vatorish Baboker Baboker, Ma Boker Shneman Alan Bar Bashaot, Av Boker Shneman Kaba, the Tamid is Bar Shaot, which means that the reason it would be called Chamashemesh is because Bar Bashain Shimshachamin Vatula Korin, whereas Bashit Shain Shimshachamin and Tula is also Chamin. Omer Rabbi Tanchuma Malke Choma Yom Besha'a She'ain Tsel Kol Birya, the sun is directly overhead. Reb Yosef was matzah b'tlat shayin. Reb Chia Barva was matzah b'tlat shayin. Reb Brachia, everybody saw him once. Chumuni kori kriyat shema matzah b'tlat shayin. How can he do that? Fatanina kori mikan ve'el g'lo yifsid. Kadam shu kori b'torah. What's the problem? Neymar kvar kibel malchut shemayim bo'onata. So anyway, that's one side. The other possibility is that perhaps he mi'edut lamad Reb Yehuda. Because Amar Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, בימי מלכות יוון היו משעש להם שתי קופות של זהב והיו מעלים להם שני טלאים. פעם אחת ששלום שתי קופות של זהב והיו מעלים להם שני גדיים. באותה השעה העיר הקדוש ברוך הוא עיניהם ומצאו שני טלאים מבוקרים בלשכת הטלאים, ועל אותה שעה העיד רבי יהודה בן בבא על תומת ששח שקורה בארבע שעות. אומר רבי לוי, yeah, well, it gets a lot worse than that. אף בימי מלכות הרשעה הזאת היו משעש להם שתי קופות של זהב והיו מעלים להם שתי כבשים, ובסוף ששלו להם שני קופות של זהב ועלו להם שני חזירים. לא הספיקו להגיע לחצי חומה עד שנעץ החזיר בחומה נזדעזעה החומה וקפץ 40 פרסה מארץ ישראל. באותה שעה גמו ההבנות, בטל התמיד, חרב הבית. מה הייתם מן רבונן? שניים ליום, מנצחה לא כתיום. Time of the Rebbe Yehuda, Shnayim Layom could be a lot of things. Could be Chova Layom. Shnayim Layom could be Shnei Praklitin Layom. Shnayim Layom Shnei Shchita San L'Shem Ayom. Shnayim Layom Shnei Shchita Tan Keneged Ayom, which would be the basis of Matatanina Taman. Tamid Shashach Hayonishchat Al Keren Ma'aravit Tzvonit Al Tabat Shniya Keneged Ayom. Shul Bin Arbaim Hayonishchat Al Keren Tzvonit Mazrachit Al Tabat Shniya Keneged Ayom. והוא שהיה יודע איזה מהם נשחת שחרית ואיזה נשחת ערבית. ובכי בשם רבי יוחנן, תפילת המנחה ותפילת המוספים, תפילת מנחה קודמת. אבל בו מימר, כשאין ביום כדי להתפלל שניהם, that's what we thought anyway, אבל אם יש ביום כדי להתפלל שניהם, so then of course, תפילת מוסף is קודמת, because it was called first. ובזיר בשם רבי יוחנן, זה זנוע, אפילו יש ביום. כדי להתפלל שניהם, תפילת המנחה קודמת. רב נתן בר טרוביה בשם רבי יוחנן, same thing. אפילו יש ביום כדי להתפלל שניהם, תפילת המנחה קודמת. התני, הקדים תפילת המנחה לתפילת המוספים יצא. והקדים איזה לא של שעבר, ולכתחילה לא בדעה. ואתה לא בשלו הגיע זמן תפילה, כדור בשמן לוי, מפקד לתלמידיו, הנה ולכון אריסטון, ומת היום על השט שעינה, דלא תסכון אריסטון, תמי מצלן, דמנחתה, דלא תסכון. וכמו פלג המנחה, 11 שן חוסר רביעה. תמן תנינה תמיד נשחת בשמונה ומחצה וקורב בתשע ומחצה. ערב פסח נשחת בשבע ומחצה וקורב בשמונה מחצה. בין בחול, בין בשבת. זהו בין בוי, הוכה תעביד מנחה שתי שעות ומחצה, והוכה תעביד מנחה שלוש שעות ומחצה. אומר רבי יוסף, well, that's because לא הוגשה תפילת המנחה לתמיד שבין הארבעים. תפילת המנחה is הוגשה לקטורת. מה טעם? תיקון תפילתי כתורת לפניך, מסת כפיים מלכת ערב. Okay, say שעה אחת לעיסוקו of the תמיד, and when you end up doing the מנחה, you have מנחה שתי שעות ומחצה, after הקרב עשה תמיד. רבי יוסי ברבי חנינה, בוז בדווקא מתפלל עם דמדמי חמה, כדי שיתהיה עליו מורה השמיים כל היום, from the first red in the sky in the morning, to the last red in the sky in the evening. אומר רבי יוסי בן חנינה, יהל חלקי עם המתפללים עם דמדמי חמה, מעטם, הזאת יתפלל כל חסיד אליך להית מצו, וצלוש של להית מצו, לעת מצוין של יום. אחוי די אימי דרבד אב מצייר גולטה דרב בצום הרב על יום כיפר. אומר לי, כתך משים שברש דיקלי, תאהב לי גולטה דנצא לי מנחתה, ושים שברש דיקלי, תמן עם המהו. תמן עם המהו, דאמר רבי יוחנן, אומר לצולה חורבי זהו בבא, שזוטו של עולם. אומר רבי יוחנן, לא מנקרא שמה צולה, ששם צוללו מתי דור המבוא. גם בבבא, לנפוח חללי ישראל, גם בבא, נפלו חללי כל הארץ את המבוא. כתיב, וימצאו בקעה בארץ שנער. וישבו שם ריש לוקיש, that's the same idea. למה נקרא שמה שנער? ששם ננערו מתי דור המבוא. דבר אחר, שנער, שהם מתים בתשנוק, בלא נר, בלא מרחץ. דבר אחר, שנער, שהם מנוערים מן המצוות, בלא תרומה, בלא מעשר. דבר אחר, שנער, ששורי המתים נערים, שר נער. דבר אחר, שנער, שהעמידו שונא וער לה, קדוש ברוך הוא. וזהו, זה נבוכדנצר הרשע.